A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus, but the Pharisees and the scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus addressed this parable to them. A man had two sons, and the younger said to his father, "Give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance in a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. He longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but no one gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough to eat? But here am I, dying of hunger. I shall get up and go to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers.' So he got up and went back to his father. Now, while he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced and kissed him. His son said, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son.' But his father ordered his servants, 'Quick, bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate, because this son of mine was dead and has come back to life again. He was lost and has been found.' And the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what it might mean. The servant said, 'Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf, because he has him back safe and sound.' He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, 'Look, all these years I served you, not once did I disobey your orders, and yet you never even gave me a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughtered the fattened calf.' He said to him, 'My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But we must celebrate now and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Recall that each of the four evangelists gives us a bit of a different portrait of Jesus. Mark, for example, gives us the very human Jesus who suffers enormously. Matthew gives us a very Jewish Jesus who's the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies. John will give us a very divine, ethereal Jesus, very otherworldly. And then there's Luke, whom we're reading from this year. And if there is one word to describe Luke's Jesus, it is mercy. Luke's Jesus is everything about mercy. This story is one of the most powerful stories of mercy and forgiveness in all of the scriptures. Next week, we will hear another one. They're found only in Luke's gospel. They're not in the others. But watch the wording carefully. When the son decides to return to his father, he doesn't get a chance to confess, to beg, to plead, anything. We're told that when the father saw him from afar off, he was filled with compassion. He ran, embraced his son, and kissed him. And Jesus is telling us that that is what our own father is like. Who's the God you and I were taught? A God of judgment and punishment. Throw it out. It was wrong. Come focused, read the Gospel of Luke, and get to know who this Jesus is. It carries with it, however, a responsibility if we're willing to accept that forgiveness. It means we have to do the same for others. And that might come particularly difficult for parents. How do you forgive a child who breaks your heart? How do you embrace a child who fell victim to drugs or maybe broke the law and is paying for it? The struggle some parents have to embrace a son or daughter who says, "I'm gay." And yet that's what this gospel calls us to. There's a second part of the story today, and that is the older son. We're told that the older son rejected his father's mercy. And if you read it carefully again, the father went out and pleaded with him, but the son would not come in. What we need to focus on is mercy. Pope Francis says, "The name of God is mercy." Amen.